Está el tanaje o eso. Está el tanaje.
Better driving you.
You're precious. Awesome.
Expecting that one.
There you go.
It's the hydro.
So in order for us not to get thrown out, the cops not to come, you need a little warm up. So help me warm up for two things, and then we'll get started. So it's got to be very, very, very quiet, soft, and then we'll get started. So very quiet, please.
Thank you.
Just help me as we get to Shabbos, 8 days before Rosh Hashanah. Anoint chair.
Yeah.
when coming to a double parsha, like Nitzavim Vayelech, 8 days before Rosh Hashanah, is to choose which topic you're going to talk about. So much to talk about. But I think it's impossible not to talk about a couple of very, very important messages. Zach told me I can't speak about tshuva. I listened to my chatzron. Says he can't speak about tshuva. So I'm not going to exactly speak about tshuva. I listened to Zach. The first message that comes up, so many messages. So we're going to focus on the 30 psukim of Vayelech. I'm not going to really focus on 30 psukim, don't worry. The Torah says in Shishi, Perek Lamed Aleph, that Hashem says to Moshe, in Korvu Yamech Lamus, call the Yoshua, V'yitya'atzvu bo moed v'atzavenu. V'yelech Moshe v'yoshua v'yitya'atzvu bo moed Pasuk Tedvav. V'yirad unai bo ba'amur anan v'yamor amur anan al Pesach ha'oel. Pasuk Tedzayin. V'yomer Adonai el Moshe hincha shochi v'mavotecha. You're about to die. V'kama amazeh v'zana acharei Elohei nechara aretz. Simple pshat is they're probably going to be doing Avodah Zarah. Where minimalistically, they're definitely not going to be following the mitzvahs. Ashuva shama birkabo va'azavani ve'ifiret briti asher karati ito. V'chora api bo v'yom ahu, God says I'm going to be really upset on that day. Va'azavtim v'istarti fonai mehem. I'm going to cause to have hester upon him. There's going to be a hester upon him. Vayalecho umitza'u rabot, ra'ot rabot vitzarot. And what's going to happen? Am Yisrael is going to say, hey, mitza'u ra'ot rabot vitzarot. We got a lot of bad stuff going on. Ra'ot rabot vitzarot. V'omar b'yomahu, and Am Yisrael will say at that time, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, Halo al ki ein Elokai b'kirbi, mitza'uni hara'ot ha'ila. The reason why these bad things happen to me is because ein Elokai b'kirbi. Sounds pretty good. I'm not going to say the word tshuva, I'm not allowed. Sounds pretty good. Afterwards, for Shana Alefka, you would think, Pasuk Yurchet, Hashem would say, you know, Kol HaKavod, golf clap, it's good stuff, doing well. The reason why this stuff, bad stuff's happening to me, is because it ain't Elokai B'kirbi. Isn't that good? Sounds good. The Ramban asked that. You read the Pasuk. It sounds pretty good, Mr. Bessler. It sounds good. So why is the response, Mr. RSG? Why is the response in Pasuk Yurchet, Vanochi haster astir panai, Bayomahu al kol hara asher asa, ki fanai Elohim achirim? Why is that the response? That's what all the mefarshim are puzzled. Va'amar bayomahu halo al ki ein Elokai b'kirbi. And you don't realize, guys, how your conversations between yourselves and with your Rebbeim impact. Mr. Spivak spoke to Mr. Spivak one of the first days of Zman. And he said, how do I find this? We have the Hester upon him. How do you find it? How do you have this concept of the Chamar Libi, of being able to have Elokai Bekir B? So the Ramban says it wasn't a full Vidui Gamur. There's something lacking in the Vidu. What's lacking? Hello, Eno Kai Bekir B. That's what's going on, Mitzauni Arao Ta'ila. The Slonim Rebbe he says that possibly it's lacking the Kabbalah. I just want, God forgive me, I had a conversation with somebody tonight. This person got upset at me. I just want them to forgive me. So that's what the Slonim Rebbe at the beginning said based on the Rambam. Is there wasn't any Kabbalah Lahaba. There was just more of survival. That's what the Slonim Rebbe says to explain the Ramban. That there's something lacking here. It's not a Vidui Gamur. V'itvadu et avonam, it's not enough. There wasn't a real Kabbalah. However, then he quotes a different Pshat on the Pasuk. Page ratio for the people who want to look it up afterwards. He quotes Shachisaron who de keivam uAl ki ein Elokai bekirbi mitzauni aroot ha'ila. What's the problem? The problem is not the ratio of the pasuk. The problem is the sefer of the pasuk. The problem is that we think I am the boss. I'm the CEO. The COO, the CFO, I'm the one who's controlling things here. And if there is, the problem is, how can there be ra'ot here? How can things be zva'a, zevil, terrible? How can it be? Explains the Rebbe Mislonim. The worst punishment possible, which we don't understand, is that the reish of the pasuk. That we don't experience Ein Elokai Bekir Bi. It's not just a mitzauni ra'ot ha'ela. It's living a life, as Rav Yaakov Katz said this evening, of what the founding Rosh Yeshiva said, is living a life of ha'im yesh Elokai Bekir Bi, Elokai Nisham, of walking around, waking up in the morning and saying, I want to live, I am and want to live a theocentric life. And not an egocentric life. We came to yeshiva. I'm guilty as charged. We got to set up goals. Yeah, goals. My kids who are like son of a rabbi, they're like, okay, how do we do this? How do we do the pen flip? You know what I'm saying? It's all about the pen flip. I paid $35,000. The pen flip. Do you know how to go backwards? Do you know how to go backwards? Do you have to, like, you know, the whole big, the pen flip. 35, the pen. So he's like, yeah, yeah, maybe I learned it already in Rev Hartman. You know what I'm saying? I learned it in the top shear in Hasma. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that, that's what I'm here for. It's definitely not here for the meaty chop. You know, like, Ayim, to be able to have Elokai Bikirbi. There you go. Thank you. Rev, evidence one. The worst part is what the answer is. Is that the answer is Va'anochi haster astir panai bayomahu. The best part is when you feel, you know what? I know I have things to work on. I know I have to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu and build my relationship with Hashem. I don't know how many people actually said that. I don't know if you said that. Did I come to yeshiva to continue building my God awareness? I'm not so sure your parents would have sent you. You know what I'm saying? They would have said, like, you know, let's go to a doctor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to yeshiva? You know, like, you're going to get, you build your God awareness? Gee. I'm saying, we're first going to go to Dr. Crow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is yeshiva? Yeshiva is Shechina. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says in Gemara Yuma. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here just to get every chakir in the book. I'm here to see, can I live a theocentric life? How do I live a theocentric life? What that means. And the worst onesh is the Anochi Haster Astir Panai by Yomahu. One level of not being able to see God is challenging. But the worst is, explains Rav Nachman, the double hester. It's when you don't even realize that you're in that hester. That's the language over here. That's the language. What was the language of the Pesukim again? V'istarti fanai mehem. V'yalechol u'mitza'uhu ra'ot rabot v'tzarot. Mitza'uhu. It just happened to be. Halo ki ein elokai bikirbi. Mitza'uni hara'ot a'ila. It happened to come. This is the diuk. The Rav Yochanan himself is crying about the Gemara in Chagiga. Vayaki timtsena oto ra'ot rabot v'tzarot. Says Rav Yochanan when he got this pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chaf Aleph, he cried. He says, "Eved sherabo mamtsilo ra'ot v'tzarot takana yishlo." An eved that is Rebbe, his Rav, his master, brings to him ra'ot. That was a terrible translation. Mamtzilo ra'ot v'tzarot. Takana yeshlo. So you read this Gemara, you don't understand it. Meaning, what's Judaism? What's Torah? What's Torah? It's all going to be all simcha? Why is Rav Yochanan crying? Isn't the whole idea we just finished the 98 curses? There's so many curses. But Atem Nitzavim Ayom, what's Rabbi Yochanan crying for? The answer is to be medayik in the pasuk. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Again, a different Rav of Slonim says medayik. That's the beauty of Hebrew versus English. The Gemara doesn't say Eved Sherabo Mevi Alav Ra'ot Vitzarot. It's an Eved Sherabo Mamtsilo Ra'ot Vitzarot. What's going on here? The Torah is telling us that after Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be nifter, Am Yisrael is going to say Vayaki Timtsena Oto Ra'ot Vitzarot. They're going to say all these difficult challenges we have as Lashon Metzia. It's a mikra alone. It's a mitzvah. There's no rhyme and reason. There's chance. That's what Rav Yochanan's screaming about. If we view life as just by chance, Eved Sherabo Mamtsilo Ra'ot Vitzarot, Klum Takana Yeshlo. So what is the Mamtsilo Ra'ot? Is it the yeshiva food? That can't be. Why can't it be? Because that you knew already. You knew coming in. Anybody knew you were all given a Hasraz Vade. You weren't coming to an American boutique yeshiva. As much as they say hotel, kotel, it wasn't going to be a 4-star or 5-star. Wasn't going to be the food. Right? Lucky to have some rice on the first day. So what's this Mamsilo Ra'ot? Do we understand the concept? Am I looking for the Elokai Bikir B? But it doesn't just say the Haster Astir. A major, major word that comes up many times in all of Torah, but specifically a lot in these week's parshas, is the concept is Anochi Aster Astir. All of us, including myself, considering that I still consider myself young and always looking to search to be that Anochi. It's very similar to Enochi, which is selfish. But who am I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Anochi Haster Astir. Finding the Elokai Bikirbi. You want to know what's so hard to find that Elokai Bikirbi in Yeshiva? I beg you not to look around like I do. I beg you. When I was singing there, I tried not to look around because I just wanted to be together in singing together of Ki Karov Elecha Davar Ma'od. But sometimes I look around. You know how many people in the middle of davening are on their phone? This is a Yeshiva Hezda. Like you got into a Yeshiva Hezda. And you're on your phone. People are on their phones in the middle of davening. Like this is not being recorded, so it's okay. It's not being sent out. No one's going to be worried. Not going to be worried. And it's like underneath the table. It's let me go to the back corner. There's all these good moves. All these good moves. And you wonder why there's Ein Elokai Bikirbi. In the Beis Medrash. Im Timtzei Loimar. You walk out. Ugh. I feel bad. Because it's a real avodah. In one of the Raman meetings, they say, yeah, we don't have 248 limbs, you have 249 limbs. The phone. The telephone. Reish Mem Tet. The telephone. I say with all seriousness, you want to be able, just to experience tonight, to experience what we had in Yeshiva today. Without your phone. Just being there. With people that were the living testimony of why we're here. And then in Rav Hillel Palei. Nothing to do with the phones. Just being here. It's such a challenge for us. It used to be the money. A Rav here would always quote, an Israeli Rav would say, you know, the dollar bill, in God we trust, and the money. It's the same thing with the phone now. How many times could you go walk into the Beit Midrash without your phone? You know how hard it is, I'm talking about for myself, how hard it is. My kids, I give them mussar, whatever it is. But Abba, you're on the phone so much, I start using my yeshivish thumb. Right? I have these, I'm on WhatsApp. Yeah, but I'm sending out different Torah and I'm speaking to students. Shtuyot! Shtuyot! It's all garbage compared to if you're in the middle of tefillah talking to the Ribono Shel Olam and you say, one second, God, one second. Let me go check this thing over here, check this thing over here. We become so desensitized to what a relationship is. We have to reboot. We got to reboot. Reboot. There are many people in yeshiva over the years says, I come from a modern Orthodox world. I come from a religious Zionist world. I don't need Musar Seder. I'm going to make sure to finish Maseches Ksubas. I'm going to make sure to finish Maseches Ksubas. No Musar for me. No more I am come from modern Orthodox. I'm an M.O. M.O. Modern Orthodox means that I have lots of meters. Meters. Meters overdrive. M.O. Meters overdrive. I know meters. Great. Oy vavoy. We're all guilty. To reboot. I was macabre for Elul. I don't have my phone. I don't have my phone here. I could use it. I have so many good documents there to go check up all the different sources. It's like my I don't have coffee either. It's like yeah! To be there. To actually be there. How can you communicate? How can you be there? It's like I'm in the middle of having a conversation with Lau, but then just hold on. I don't even say excuse me. I won't even bother saying excuse me, Mr. Talkman. I'm just like in the middle. It's like Ki'ilo Mikubal. Forget about the WhatsApp culture. That you actually you don't say like, David, how are you? What do? Question mark. Question mark. What the heck is question mark? What am I? You know, like spitting on me? Like... Where's the conversation? It used to be the Rabbi Tarigan in Parshas Vayikra. And it says, Vayikra al Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Eilav Be'om Moed Limor. It's when like email used to like start. They would be like, Dear Jeremy, how are you? And then like slowly, this is when the email used to be a thing, much more than it is even now. It's like just, Jeremy, there's not even Jeremy, it's like, send, you know? So there's no like dear, there's no formality of a relationship. You know what they talk about Schneider now about being a gadol? Is that you're able to have good interpersonal skills. You're able to care, to see the other person, look in their eyes. I shudder about how hard it was for me, still, and I lost. That my youngest son. Sixth grade now has to have a smartphone. I lost. There's benefits. He sent me a nice WhatsApp today. I spoke to him. I'd rather have not spoken to him today than to have one more year of one more year without the Shalom Asani of it. Mamish, being able to say that I'm an Ed. The first chat. You want to know Elokai Bekir B? Boy, did Steve Jobs do a... Did he do a... You walk around. It's like people are walking around, just like looking at it. Not talking, like walking into people. We're living in a crazy world. Of being able to be present. How am I supposed to have Elokai Bikir B when I'm just not present? Yaakov Panitch once said... And one of the Shabbatons, he came to me. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to Har Sinai to be Mekabel Torah. And what does the Torah say? Moshe Allah El Elohim Ve'yeshom. This is not seminary. In seminaries, what it used to be is, oh, I said seminaries. All of a sudden, guys are looking. Whoa. He said seminary. He said the big S word, the seminary. Right? In seminaries, it still is happening, which is what they would go out. A lot of differences between guys and girls in seminaries and yeshivas. One of them is that girls are being able, they have to like, they're kicked out almost every Shabbat, and they have to plan like a month in advance. Where am I going to be? Where am I going to be? They freak out. It's very hard for them at the beginning. One of the other differences is that they were called, it used to be like you would leave your parents and you have to fend for yourself. Now they call up, they go through Sammy's and like, okay, mommy, now which noodles should I buy? What should I do over here? You're like, look at me like I'm nuts. Like me, I'm a guy. It's like, have I even spoken to my mother in the last 3 weeks? Right? I'm saying like, you know, like, leave me alone. And I'm like, yeah. You know, Abba. He's like Stern's like, one second, you're right, I haven't spoken today. You know, like, hey. It's like, oh yeah. LA, there's a lot of differences, you know, like another time. Ve'yeshom, to actually be here.
to actually be to be able to say Baruch Ata Hashem, to be on an interpersonal level, and then be able to have Elokai Bekirbi. Forget about the Mitzauni Ara'ot Eila. To be able, it's the reboot. Halavai, one person from tonight, one person would say, you know what? Cutler is not a total nut. Not a total nut. Maybe, London's like laughing at me. Okay, he's a nut. But maybe, I have to think about it. I have to work at it. That means both when I'm talking to somebody and how I talk to people over WhatsApp. Alachas kama v'kama v'kama. When I'm in the Beit Midrash, the chess game, the video. I know you were told that it's better to be in the Beit Midrash than out with our Rova girls. I get it. Right? I get it. But the Beis Medrash. To learn what a Beis Medrash is. That it's not cool. To understand the Shekhinah is there. You want to know why I don't have it? It's finding that Anochi. That same Rav Yochanan. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Hei says Anochi is, that's where we get the acronym. Where the Torah, you want to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Anochi. Ono Nafshi K'tava Yavis. I wrote the Torah. This is the shoresh. These are the things that we need to have a tipul shoreshi. Vitbarech bilvavo lemor shalom yeli. If you don't realize that these are the things they have to work on, to be able to have, coming right now as we start, that we, first we have to realize that I don't even realize, the double haster. It's not just a mitzia. It's not just, it happens to be. It's basic decency. It's basic derech eretz. It's basic kavod haTorah, which is one of the reasons why you're here. So what is that Anochi? I said over my shir this morning that we want to be Vayelech Moshe. That we want to be Vayelech Moshe. All the Mepharshim say, Vayelech Moshe? Where'd he go? Rabbeinu Bachai in his introduction quotes the Pasuk of Holechet Chachamim V'yechkam. Rashi says, Victor, Vayelech Moshe V'gomer. I was with Daniel Friend, who told me that a year ago, I told him this idea from Rashi at the Kotel. He remembered it. It's pretty good. Vayelech Moshe. A lot of big machlokas mefarshim. But Rashi says, etc. The beautiful interpretations. Rashi says, V'gomer. Shnai Mikra. We talked about that. Vayelech Moshe. Vayelech Moshe. Explains where Moshe Feinstein's atzal. Even on his last day, you want to know what we want to be? We want to be constantly looking to grow and to develop. That's the Anochi that we're trying to be. That's the Torah's Moshe that we need to be. And Rabbeinu Bachai says, you want to know what the Vayelech Moshe is? He says it's like money. Im tevakshena kekesef. like money. Now that talks to us, because we grew up in a society that very much values money. Rightfully so. Imin kemachin tor. Thank God. Thank God. You're able to be here. Im tivakshena kikesef. That's my bracha to you. You should put that on a shtender. Tivakshena kikesef. Because then you don't have to explain to any Dr. Carl or Dr. anybody of what you're doing here. Because it's been ingrained in us. Rightfully so. It's a value. Not to be a pauper. Not to be a beggar. To make a good living. Tivakshenu ki kesef, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Kesef comes the language of kisufin. Yearning. Passion about it. Like you're passionate about making money. People work hard. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai says. How many of you know people that travel all over the place? Because you got to make a parnasa. Traveling to the Far East there, you name where they're traveling. You got to make a living. It's like the norm. I mean, it used to be like, what are you, crazy? Right? What's the bracha that we say in Birkat HaMazon? Let my parnasa be close. In Tivakshena Kekesef. Let me go and search it like money. What's the anochi? What do I want? How many people come into yeshiva and say, okay, I want to be able to learn without the art scroll? I'm a Rabbi Heller Talmud. I will not look at the art scroll. That's Avodah Zarah. Mamish. That's what I want. I want to be able just to have skills. Then I'll get a job, make money, and shkoyach. Forget to say it. Great word. Thank you. Just say the word shkoyach. Im tivakshena kikesef. To go and be a vayelech, to go and search, and continue going and saying, I want it. Like kesef. So Zach told me I can't talk about tshuva. But Rav Kook has a piece about tshuva. That he says, to find the anochi inside of me, God said, I gave you money. Gave you money. Im tivakshena kekesef. Because Rav Kook explains that how are we supposed to be the vayelech? How are we always supposed to be looking to want more and more and more? And continue to develop. I have to tell you, I looked around tonight. I've done this Rav Hillel Pole concert. I've been here. I looked around and like some of the older students are not here anymore. The ones who were like, you know, Yaakov Panich wasn't there, and Ian Schwartz wasn't there. I'm like, what's going on? Am I getting old? Like, right? Exactly. Like, well, what's going on? These are the dudes. You know, I usually dance with them. And then I realized, wow, what a schus. That I'm younger than there. That I'm able to be the vayelech and keep going. Keep going. Keep going there. You have these Shir Aleph Israelis looking at me like they've never seen a rabbi. Like, where is this alien from? Right? Wow. To be able to have the presence in Yerushalayim, the Shekhinah, of Elokai Bikirbi. But how do you get that? How do you continue to get that drive? Vayelech Moshe, says Rav Kook, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in a drive within inside of us. And that's called money. Money. Mar Makos and Daf Yud says, Oiv Kesef. It's actually a pasuk in Koheles. But the Gemara Makos quotes this pasuk. Oiv Kesef lo yispa kesef. Oiv kesef, lo yispa kesef. You ever heard that before? Right? If you want $1,000, give me 2,000. 3,000, 4,000. Right? Never satisfied with money. Says the Gemara, nice drasha. What's the nice drasha? Moshe Rabbeinu Let's talk about Moshe. What does it mean to talk about Moshe? Moshe Rabbeinu, we saw many parshiot about the Ori Miklot. Hamaschel b'mitzvah, even though the actual Ori Miklot on the eastern side of the Jordan River doesn't take effect until the western side of the Jordan River. But he couldn't help himself. Mitzvah baliyotcha. Oev kesef lo yispo kesef. Sounds like a nice drasha. Explains Rav Kook. Said, how do you continue wanting to be like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ein Sof, where you never are complete, but you're always looking to continue to perfect yourself? You're never going to be perfect. You're not supposed to be perfect. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in us a drive. It's a fake drive. It's not real. It's almost like NFL. It's like, 1 second, I'm here on Thursday night. It's not White Shirt Thursday. It's not Thursday night. There's Thursday night football. And I'm here learning Torah. Gee! So when is Rabbi Kotler going to finish so I can catch the second half and really prepare for Shabbos? Ay. How am I going to go a year without fantasy football? How am I going to go without watching ESPN 1, ESPN 2, the Taisus on it, the Pnei Yoshua on it, to be able to make sure? How am I going to go through this? How is it possible? How is it possible? It's mamash gzeira sheina tzibur yacholam. How is it possible? How is it? Isn't football life? Isn't like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is like Moshe Rabbeinu, Kibo Torah, and gave it to Aaron. You know, or Baron. You know, they're brothers. You know, it's great. Right? How is it? How are we going to do this? How am I going to do this? And like Eitan's looking at me from England. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Aaron. I don't know what you're talking about. It's okay. It's okay. Tinuk Shinishma. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. We got you, Eitan. We got you. How am I going to do this? Im tivakshenu kekesef. Says Rav Kook, I put it inside of me. I put it inside of me to have that inner built-in mechanism that I want more and want more. Thirsty. I'm thirsty for it. I'm strong enough and I have to build up that muscle to be able, not only in message number one, that there's no phone here, that I'm actually mifukas, Hebrew, mifukas, focused. I'm able to be here, to have yesh elokai bikirbi. But part of the value, Kadosh Baruch Hu put in money to be able to help us to be that vayelach, to be going, to have it inside of us, to continue wanting more and more. So the Gemara in Brachos says, Gemara in Brachos says Rav Zeir was pretty tired. Gemara in Brachos said Daf Chav Ches. It's an easy way to remember this, Mr. RSG. How do you remember? It's Gemara in Brachos on Koyach and the Gemara in Erev in Koach. Same exact Gemara with some differences. How do you remember? It's talking about Koach and Rav Zeir was tired. Koach, tired. There you go. Says Rav Zeira, ki avicholish migirsa. Rav Zeira says, I was tired from learning. Oh, before this story, I wanted to tell you before the story. There was a guy, true story. Guy came to a certain Rosh Yeshiva. Says, I don't know how you do it. How do you do it in your yeshiva? That they're not watching football. During night Seder. My yeshiva. They understand what night seder is. So the father came back to the son. I'm like, really? I'm so happy that you're in this yeshiva. The guys are like, you know, in night seder. The guy says to him, you're crazy. Are you crazy? That's no way. You speak to some of the Shana Bet guys, Shana Gimel guys. I remember going to YU on a Sunday. I was going to meet one of the guys. I'm a big Eagles fan. And the Eagles were on. This is many years ago. The guy who I met came from Hafter. It's a true story. Big Ben Torah nowadays, lives in Eretz Yisrael, has four kids. It's a big Yitzhar. Watch the Eagles. At that time, might have been Donovan McNabb, if you know, like Oliver Sholm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, to really see the sport. See the sport. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like not during morning Seder. I said, Mike, Big Mike, let's learn the Tosus and Baba Basra. It was hard. You know what I'm saying? You had this big football, you know, to watch. You can watch hours and hours in the water. But I went, and I did the Tosus. You're going to speak to the Shana Bet guys. Speak to Jeremy Morgan and to Yoni and saying, am I going to even have a Havamina of missing anything when I could be able to be at Elokai Bekirbi? Elokai Bekirbi. Be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mutter to have some highlights. Yeah, it's mutter. But to be able to be in it, to be able to be here. Reb Zeira was tired from learning. Happens. So what did he do? He was tired. So what did he do? You would say, go to sleep, right, Sesser? Go to sleep. Reb Zeira didn't do that. Have a ozov a yosef a pischa de be Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. He went and he sat on the pischa on the entrance of the base medrash of Nosson Bar Tuvi. Omar, he said, "Ki chalfi rabbonim," when the rabbis, or here means the young Talmudic scholars, when they come out, "az ekom mikamayu," I'll get up from them, the kabel igra, and I'll get reward. Nafak, he came out. Usher of Nosson Bar Tuvi. He says, "Tell me what you did, man." Omar halacha be midrasha. And there's a Gemara over here that's talking about Mincha or Musaf together, and he told him this halacha from Rav Yochanan. I don't understand the Gemara. If you're tired, go to sleep. What's the Gemara telling me? That since he was tired, he got up and he walked to the base medrash. If I'm tired from the Gemara, you know what I should do? Close the Gemara. Okay, you don't want to go to sleep? Go do some chesed. Okay, you're tired. Maybe it's not as much. Go do some chesed. What's he doing? He's walking to this base medrash. The achronim ask, what's he doing? When the talmidim are going to get up, he's going to get up, he's going to get reward. Al tiyum misham shenas harav amanas l'kabel pras. What's going on over here? One answer is that part of Talmud Torah is the vayelach experience. It's the yagata. The Vayelech, as the Rabbeinu Bachai had said, the Rishonim say this. It's Vayelech. It's going after it. It's wanting it. It's saying, I can and I need to and I will. Just like nowadays, to get out there to make money, what do you have to do? You have to really want it. You have to do an internship over there. You got to do this internship over there. You got to get up over here. You got to network over there. You got to do long hours over there to get in there. You got to really want it. It's vayelech. Part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just, okay, I'm here in yeshiva now. It's vayelech. It's the vayelech. He got up. It's part of the yagata. It's part of the amelus. Part of the Talmud Torah. It's not just waiting for Shane or Akiva or YBC to come and say, okay, how's it going? It's being able to look up to the Shadabek guys, not only because they're taking advantage of their time, but they're going. You see them having a chavrusa with Rav Sheshar, with Rav Tubal, with the Rosh Hashiva, with Rav Tuvia. And they came just like from my American high school that didn't learn any Hebrew. And they were vayelech. They learned to be thirsty for Torah. They learned, as many people came here, it's like, oh my goodness, this is really Israeli here. Whoa! And you say, wow! What an opportunity. What an opportunity. The Rosh Hashiva wants you to have a Seder Halach. I challenge you. More than 5 of you on Sunday morning, which is really hard because you have slichos. 7:30 davening. Don't worry, we got 15 minutes extra. Shkoich. You know, you're going to sleep at 2 in the morning. But 7:30 Shachris. I challenge you. Any one of you. I know you have a Shana Bet Chavrus or whatever it is. I challenge you to be part of the Rosh Hashiva's Chabur. It will change your experience of Halacha. It will change your experience of finding the Anochi within your experience. To have the Anochi Hashem Elokech. So to look up to the Shana Bet guys, not only because they're frum and relatable, but they're actually not so relatable. Because they're working and working in the search. And wow! That's the Vayelech. You know what the Pasuk then says later on? Of the Anochi Aster Aster Panai? How do I get the Anochi? You know what the next Pasuk is? Va'ata kisvu lachem et ha-shira hazot. V'lamda et b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. L'man t'yali ha-shira hazot le'ed b'nei Yisrael. Va'ata. And it's now. Right now. Now's the time. Right now. It's not like, okay, later on, figure it out, chill out, Cutler. I know. Everyone, it's an adjustment. Va'ata. It's lashon achshav. Lashon of Tshuva. Sorry, Zach. Now, kisvu lachem et hashira hazot. You want to know how to have the Elokai b'kirbi? Kisvu lachem et hashira hazot. Last mitzvah. Mitzvah Taryag. Start taking your Torah seriously. Start taking yourself seriously. It doesn't mean you lose your personality. But when you're in the Beit Midrash, make sure you start writing up those chidushim. Start sending the Divrei Torah to Zach and to Sam, to YBC, Rabbi Tarig and Rav Horn. Send the Divrei Torah. Start writing it up. Doesn't only have to be a Dvar Torah, the Halacha, a Shtickle, the Shana Bechabur of Laub. Write it up, AC. Not just when you're on the bus and you said it and you start apologizing. You wrote a half of Dvar Torah, you looked at the art scroll on the bottom over there, quoting the Zichron Moshe, and you're like, oh, okay, Rabbi. Go start learning how to ask the right questions. You want to make it part of your Anochi? You start writing. Start writing or typing. Because if you're in this yeshiva, Mr. Kirsch, it's because V'ata kisvu lachem to be able to make sure that you're writing. You guys know who Elon Reshner is? You've heard of him before? This is not an American thing. This is a British thing. Went to Hasmo. You went to Hasmo?
Yeah.
Went to Hasmo. Came in. A nice bloke. A nice dude.
Nice Brit.
Came in. And if I would have told him that by the time he got married, when he left yeshiva after 2 years and had night seder every night, that at his wedding he would have written his second sefer because he took himself seriously, you would have looked at me like he's nuts. Or the other guy, a guy named Avishai Marcus, you might know him. And if I would have told him at this time of the year, yeah, you want to know at your wedding, you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be Messiahim Nashim Gemara at your wedding, he would have looked at me and said, what are you talking about? V'ata kisvu lachem et hashira hazot. Start writing. Start being a mavakish, like money. Guy tells you, whoa, make sure I'm giving you a tip. Go run over there, you listen. Start writing, taking notes. All the different things. Being at Rav Tovia's Sicha and Shalosh Shuras, whoa. Oh my goodness. Oh. Aha! I have to run out and get the false Messiah. That what? I gotta make sure. To what? What do you do at the end of Shabbos? What's the mitzvah? What's the worst thing as the chinuch that I failed? It's like, oh, there's no tachnon. Oh. It's like, yeah, no tachnon. It's like, oh, Shabbos over. I can go to the Ramban. Let me get the Ramban minion. It's sad that after 3 weeks, people know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't listen to me. He's like, what's the Rambam meaning? What are you talking about? Good. Don't worry about it. It's Osir. It's Osir. It's Osir. Just know Rav Tuvia's Lifshitz, Sicha, Shalosh Shudas. That's all you have to know. Be Tomim a little bit. Oh, good. Don't run out. Nobody tell him. Be here for 5 years and no idea what the Rambam minion is going to destroy you. Destroy you. To be able to end Shabbos. There. Not running. There. V'ata kisvu lachem et hashirazot. V'lamida et b'nei Yisrael simo b'fiyem l'man t'ye liha shirazot. Did you hear the beautiful song we started with? Torah is hard. But if you put in the hard work, it's the same sense that you have. It's for pain and pleasure. The more you put in the work, you ask the Shana Bet guys, the Shana Bet guys helping you, you ask a Rebbe, you go. It's going to become a Shira. It's the best song in the world. Right? When you're learning Rosh Hashanah, slowly but surely, when you go in and you see those words, you're like, whoa, that is the nicest Eitan Katz song ever. It's so beautiful. This is the goal. You want to be able to make sure that we have a lokai bekir, but you write, you do chazara. Kisvu lachem et hashira hazot. So I look forward. I look forward to getting those divrei Torah. Whether it's in halacha, hashkafa. I'm looking for the spear. I'm looking forward. From day one, now he's feeling well, Baruch Hashem. It took him 3 weeks. But now, Baruch Hashem, I'm looking forward to getting the divrei Torah. Kisvu lachem. What is it, Noam? Noach? What is it going to be? Torah's Noach? I just want to know what I'm going to receive. I just want to know what I'm going to receive. I already know Jeremy owes me a little bit for 3 years. Kisvu lachem. Et hashira hazot. What's the shira? What's the shira going to be, Beefer Kiefer? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? These are the ways. These are the ways to be able to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have the sur meira. You have to make sure that the phone is not an organism. That you're able to get it under control. The Anochi, to understand who I am. And the best part of it is the guys who are in this room. Where it says, Eina Torah niknet ela bechabur. Being able that you were chosen, it was not just a mitziah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you to be in Yeshivat HaKotel is telling you to make sure that you take advantage of the Chabura. To be a Mavakish. To get to know each other. To properly talk to each other. That's the Anochi. That's the Anochi we need. This is the Yimei Bricha El Hashem, the Rambam says. The time that we're running towards Hashem. You want to know how you run towards Hashem? Zach, I said I was not going to talk about tshuva. The Meshech Chachma says, it says not only v'shavta ad Hashem alokech, but the Meshech Chachma says, you want to know how you do that? Via v'ashev osayel v'avech. Via understanding, yes, even Manchester, Mr. Cohen. Making sure that you get to know Mr. Cohen from Manchester. The Abrams and Abrams who's coming back to yeshiva. To be able to make sure to have real Avat Yisrael. And part of that chaver is to get to know him. That's part of it. Now, does it mean that you're hanging out all night in order that you can't be in davening? But one part, one of the greatest parts of yeshiva is that when you're searching for that emes of Torah together, and then when you're having in the Beis Medrash and you see Tuckman yelling at Akiva, it's the one, and yelling at Jeremy. It's the nicest. You can't get anything nicer. There's no better tanug than being able to say, I want the emes, I want that song, I want that shira. Every note is kishem Hashem ekra. Every note is becoming more godly. It's finding the Elokai bekirbi. Every note of that. And if you haven't gotten yet, keep searching for it. Because we've given you some tools tonight. Just like you're searching for money, Vayelech Moshe, to continue going. Continue going, asking. Make sure you have the Sur Meirah. But Zach wanted me to tell you this also. One of the goals of yeshiva is not only making those friends, Niknes Bechabura, of Ashebosel, of Avecha, of Avat Yisrael, real Avat Yisrael. Not just platitudes. Not just saying, yeah, Achtus, Achtus. Boy, do we need it. But part of that, within Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, being Mamlich Hashem, is going and being a little less judgmental. Being able to see each other, look at each other. Before you judge, be a little more inquisitive. Try to figure out the good in the person. Lirot et Hatov. I remember speaking to Rav Horn, and with this I'll conclude for this evening, saying, what's one of our goals of guys walking out of yeshiva? It's not just to finish Maseches Ksubos. It's very nice. The person puts a tremendous amount of work. It's beautiful. It's V'atah Kisvu Lachem Et Hashira Hazo, to write it up. I hope we're going to have 100 Divrei Torah that I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to read it all before Shabbos. I'll take the challenge, Kreisman. I'll take it. Bring it on. But the Gemara said that Rabbi Zera was tired. He didn't go to sleep. He didn't go do chesed. He went, and he went to another Beis Medrash. And what happened, Mr. Boaz? The Talmidim came. They got up. One of the goals, hopefully you saw tonight, hopefully you'll be in it to win it, is that when Rav Nevinsal walks in the Beis Medrash, everything stops. You get up. Bittul Torah! What are you on, drugs? One of the things that happens, I mentioned it to my share earlier this week, is you don't even realize the gift, the mitziah. Yagata umatzasa. When you're working out the mitziah that the Ribbono Shalom has given you for the next year, two, or five that you're in this yeshiva. The subculture of understanding the chashivas of what Torah is. Of being able to be saying like, whoa! An etcetera in Rashi has a deep shot. Just an etcetera! An etcetera! Unbelievable! Every letter, Rav Moshe says, is Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. And when you have that, and you realize that sometimes we come from the world, as much as we had amazing, amazing opportunities, we have to have a tremendous amount of Hakara Tov to all the good that we came from. Doesn't mean that we can't refine things and become a little bit better within ourselves. Which is, they're going to say, okay, they're going to say, Neville, new, come give us a Dvar Torah. And Daniel Meyer is going to be so happy to give a Dvar Torah. They're going to come back to Shalhevet, Mr. Stern, give us a Dvar Torah. But you got 34 seconds. Here, you're in a place, 1 second, develop it. What are you saying? Say it sharper. It's the greatest song in the world. Say it better, Yakir. Say it better. I want to hear it. I want to understand it. You have friends helping you out. To have that kvod ha-Torah. The chashivas of Torah. Understanding how important it is. It's one of your goals. And if not, I believe it should be. That's part of your anochi. When I went to yeshiva the first time, my 10th grade Rebbe, at the airport, said, you should really have a great year. I said, Amir to Hashem. You've heard this before. Rabbi Tarragon likes to quote it. He said, no, Amir to Ari. Hashem wants it. Hashem has given you all the tools to be here. Doesn't mean that they're not challenges. Mitzauni haraot ha'el. You have certain challenges. But wow, do we have the ability to make the Torah kisvu lachem et hashirah zot. To be able to be thankful and say hodu lashem ki tov ki li'olam chazdo. To be able to find the friends. To be able to reboot. To have that communication and have the anochi. Not the anochi of the egocentrism, but have the anochi to understand what it means to have that identity. That I care about halacha, I care about Torah, I'm machshiv Torah, and through that, Emir Tzashem, it's just a beautiful song as we lead into Shabbos and we lead into Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos.